May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, May 4th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing five newsletters from over the last 2 weeks. Back on April 21st, I did a piece called David Wilcock and Ben Fulford on the Global Reboot. That was pretty intense. I don't know if I'll be able to get to that today. I'm going to start with the most recent ones. After that was on WESOC, Earth Day and WESOC. That was like the 23rd and 24th, celebrating our oneness. That was 22nd and 23rd on the full moon. And on April 26th, I did the Will the Whole Truth Obliterate the Big Lie? That's a real truth bomb. I'll probably have time to get into that one. And May 1st, just a few days ago, we did a piece called May Day. Uniting Sovereigns of Earth. That was May 1st. I did a May Day, May Day, May Day piece. You know, like urgency. May Day, May Day. And I also published a piece was published. I did it earlier on May 1st in Natural Life News. And Natural Life News is a publication I started regionally here about 23 years ago. And it's now an online publication. And they're doing a phenomenal job. You know, I got it started, and Dennis Ouellette at Natural Life News, he's been carrying on. And they published bi-monthly, so this is their May-June piece, and it was published May 1st. And I had an article there, and it's hot-linked. You can, in the footnotes, and when I say the footnotes, the show notes, for today, you'll see this article, 50 Years, Pioneering an Aquarian Vision. I'm going to go into that first because that's kind of the big picture. That's what I've been up to the last 50 years. And the interesting thing about this article, though it's a PDF, when you click on the hot linked title there in the show notes, and this is also, you can see this now at HeartCom Network. If you go to heartcomnetwork.org, that's my archive page, and you can take the 2024 Quantum Quickening series. In other words, all my archive stuff for 2024, and it's chronological, so you can scan down to the bottom, and the most recent one is this article, 50 Years Pioneering an Aquarian Vision. And as you click on that, it pulls up, if you're on a computer, I guess they'll work on your smartphone also, this article that is in a print format as if it was a print page in a publication, but there are concepts, there are words that are hot linked, they're hyperlinked, that goes to articles that are related to what I'm talking about in this article. So this is kind of how a lot of my articles are that I publish. I'll have hot links, which are like chapters of an ebook. It's like a lot of these newsletter compendiums that I publish are really like an ebook, but it's like an ebook table of contents, and then the hot links are like the chapters that you can go in depth if you're interested in them or not. I highly recommend those who are reading along with me. Today the podcast won't be published for a few days, and by God's grace, Don or Doug at Newsom at BBS Radio will send me a hot link, email hot link when it's published, so I can put this up on the website in the show notes, so that you can just click and go right to them. But in the meantime, like I say, if you want to basically tune in to have a multimedia show, while I'm talking, have the visuals, you can pull up the website at heartcom.org. And again, go to the archive page for 2024, go to the bottom and click on this link and the other articles I'll be talking about there. But the first one is 50 Years, Pioneering an Aquarian's Vision. So I'll be doing basically a reading on that first. And like I say, this is a multimedia show in itself. There's a lot of hot links. Some of them are videos. Most of them are articles. You can click on the blue underlined subjects and go to web pages for more in-depth information. So it is a multimedia show with these compendiums I'm going to talk about besides this one today also. This one is like a big picture overview. This is really what I've been up to the last 50 years. A lot of people wonder where I'm coming from. Most people don't know that back in 1974, I addressed 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill. And finally, today, 50 years later, we're starting to see the Aquarian Quantum Age gain some traction. So, yeah, it was 50 years ago in July of 74 that I attended Buckminster Fuller's month-long World Game Studies workshop at the University of Pennsylvania. And there was a bunch of futurists there, World Future Society, Committee for the Future, all kinds of, you know, whole systems theory type people that were into Buckminster Fuller there. And we did future modeling of the abundant energy capabilities of hydrogen fuel cell technology that utilizes specific frequencies to split the water molecule and separate the hydrogen fuel for burning with the oxygen component to power cars and clean energy generators for home and industry. No toxic combustion side effects. Technology was state-of-the-art back 50 years ago, believe it or not. I mean, back at that time, there was a guy called Stanley Meyer and Pavayevich, another guy, who were running cars across the country by just simply putting water in the fuel tank. So this simple quantum technology, you know, utilizing frequency, you know, quantum science, using frequency to split the water molecule, it was demonstrably proven, and the implications were vast back 50 years ago. So I have a picture, a graphic of a book that we published from our research called Energy, Earth, and Everyone. And in the foreword, R. Buckminster Fuller wrote, quote, "This book makes it incontestably clear that it is feasible to harvest enough energy to provide all humanity and all their generations to come with a higher standard of living and greater freedoms than ever have been experienced by any humans, and to do so by 1985, while completely phasing out all further use and development of fossil fuels, atomic and fusion energies." Now, that's what he published back in 1974. He said by 1985, man, we could phase out all other fossil fuels. Of course, this didn't happen. This was what's called disruptive technology, disrupting the big oil status quo monopoly. And Stanley Meyer was assassinated after refusing to back down on a mass production facility for his, basically, it's a water fuel cell hydrogen, you know, conversion unit, you know, for cars or industry or homes or wherever you wanted basically water-free energy. And also Germany, Mercedes-Benz was produced some buses that ran on this water fuel cell. But they were taken down. In Japan, another company went into production of a small car that ran on water, but they were also shut down. So now, today, are we seeing a great awakening to quantum water power, folks? There's an article here on hydrogen-burning Alpenglow hypercars about to go endurance racing. In other words, they're coming out with this technology. This was just April 14th, 2024, from a publication called New Atlas. It said, quote, "After a couple of hell-raising concept iterations, Alpine's hydrogen combustion fire and ice Alpenglow super racer is finally prepped and revved up for the track. It'll make its dynamic debut next month at the Spa Francorchamps, 6-hour endurance event in Belgium, running its hydrogen combustion engine on its first public outing. So, you know, it's been 50 years, folks, and I mean, the denial of abundant H2O energy for all of us is not for the lack of how-to science. It's about the money. I mean, trillions of dollars are at stake for big oil, and they bankroll the climate crisis industry, you know, controlled opposition, blaming bogus CO2 emissions like they blamed an invisible virus, with the same hyped up warnings of mass casualties if we don't take the shot, lock down society and surrender our sovereignty for security until we have neither. So look how that's worked out. I mean, the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex makes a killing on vaccines in the short term and profits tenfold on a lifetime of harmful side effects. They lied that they were safe and effective, and now they deny there are millions worldwide who have been killed or severely harmed. But it's coming out. It's all over the alternative media. One of the major writers, exposés on this subject is by Edward Dowd, who he actually used to be an officer with, I think it was BlackRock. But anyway, the insurance actuaries, you know, the information about what has happened with the vaccine situation, he says, quote, "Every since the COVID-19 vaccine came out, 1.1 million Americans have died excessively, you know, above more than normal. 4 million were permanently disabled, excuse me, and another 28 million were seriously injured." Now, you're not going to hear about that in the lamestream media. And, I mean, the vaccine issues, you know, it's been, as a naturopath, I mean, I go way back with knowing about vaccines. And personally, I had my own children vaccinated with non-toxic homeopathic nosodes by a medical doctor who was also a homeopath. And now my children have their own children, and I strongly advise them to avoid the highly toxic new mRNA shots that are genetically modifying kids with an insane injection schedule of 64 shots. Believe it or not. And there's a hyperlink on that article, insane injection schedule, 64 shots. That goes to a website compendium on vaccines and vaccine information. That's got a lot of videos and articles about vaccines for those who are just finding out the real story and want to know more. So I could go into this article more, and I'm digressing right now. I mean, while I was at Buckminster Fuller's World Game, I gave a lecture on the trending future of breakthrough communications technologies for upgrading our core constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, etc. Basically, that all problems are communication problems and a communication process that could involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. I gave a lecture on this, and actually this was the beginning of the World Game, and the guy that was managing the World Game and had, he was managing it for Buckminster Fuller, his name was Medard Gabel, and he was wanting to do this book research on hydrogen. I wanted to have the whole World Game, of course, on what I was talking about. I gave a lecture, was pretty much shot down, but there was some attendees of the World Game who were members of the World Future Society and Barbara Marks Hubbard's Committee for the Future. Now, Barbara Marks Hubbard was the Marks toy fortune, you know, the Barbie doll, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Barbara Marks. That was the Barbie doll fortune, and she sponsored these what were called SynCons, Synergy Convergence Problem-Solving Processes, and she you know, these attendees, they wanted me to give this lecture that I gave, basically, you know, sum it up, you know, for 10 agencies of the federal government a few months later at a future summit, a futuristic summit that was sponsored by this Barbara Marx Hubbard for this, it's called a SynCon, Synergy Convergence, you know, on Capitol Hill, debriefing the U.S. government on scenarios for celebrating the bicentennial era from 1776 to 1789, you know, the 13 years from the Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution. So that's what I did. And after 3 days of presentations in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill, I gave the concluding address, summing up a systemic upgrade of our horse and buggy representation systems with an electronic space age update of our core freedoms to shine for the world as the American Revolution once did. So in about 10 minutes, I summed up how all social problems are at core communication problems with a communications solution. I mean, at that time, this was, again, 50 years ago, cable TV systems were wiring the nation with satellite downlinks to these cable systems that had mandates, new government mandates for public access channels that were open to citizen interaction. And I explained how that interaction could be optimized with an update of our core constitutional freedoms utilizing mini computers at the public access stations that could process instant evaluation of, you know, programs, content, you know, by 100 or 1,000 viewers simultaneously. And this would be like an electronic town hall meetings, you know, an update of freedoms of assembly, but online, meaning, you know, through the public access station that qualifies mass consensus with a universal interface, light language. Language of light, of consciousness, as represents the language of consciousness itself. So 50 years later, as in today, the head end for that public access channel could be your smartphone, your laptop, or a desktop computer. You could originate programs, evaluate programs, you know, right on your phone, computer, you know, with using this universal interface, which I call heartware. Heartware is the next big thing, major phase of the computer internet revolution after the emphasis on hardware, IBM, you know, software, Microsoft, and netware, Netscape. So hardware, software, netware, heartware, you know, the next phase in the computer internet revolution. I've been talking about this for 50 years, folks, and back to the drawing board, you know, several thousand times. Anyway, this opportunity to upgrade our five core internet freedoms, and I have a whole website on that. That's like a chapter of this ebook called Five Core Internet Freedoms that goes into basically this process for the Great Enlightenment, you know, enlightened social conscience in our social networks, and how this is for the evolutionary ascent of the family of mankind and our new all-connected global village. So the final frontier for us as United Sovereigns of Earth will thus be explored with our new ability to navigate inner space on the internet with the interactive capability of Web 3.0 cyber ethics, you know, heartware. And I have links on that, in-depth website on that. Been modeling that for 50 years, folks. I mean, this has been a work of love for me. 50 years developing the Heartware Project. I have a whole website on that hot-linked Heartware Project for cooperative communication and coordination between East and West, providing unity consciousness for global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution, you know, to create basically unity consciousness, unified field. Then I go into this more, different metaphors, examples of what I'm talking about there, what this looks like, how this works, the language of the angels, heart coherence, the law of the angles, universal law language, the love model. And those who are familiar with my publishings, my writings, my ongoing newsletters, you know what I'm referring to. So I'm got a lot to get through. I'm just getting warmed up. I wanted to go to the other piece, article, newsletter that I published, another ebook you might say, that I published here back on May 1st. The first article, the 50 years backstory article, I've been working on that for a month earlier, and it was just published on May 1st, but I just finished this up, the May Day piece, May 1st, Uniting Sovereigns of Earth. And there's a graphic at the top. It's got a picture of the Earth from space, and it's just a spherical, beautiful globe, you know, from looking at Earth from space. And the caption is, "I don't see any borders, do you?" And the concepts that I basically keynote here with this Uniting Sovereigns of Earth, United Sovereigns of Earth, Uniting Sovereigns of Earth, the new U.S., not United States, but United Sovereigns of Earth. This uniting process refers back to the solution I just was going through over the last 50 years. And this is the solution to the divisive global tyranny that we see in the world today, is unity consciousness. One for all for one, you know, the global village. Spherical consciousness, and how the Great Awakening is going non-linear, global spherical consciousness. There's a graphic there saying that spiritual development isn't always linear. At sometimes we get flashes of insight, and it's instant, everywhere, interactive, non-linear. Coming into unity with, you might say, a common sense of a non-linear, spherical, spiritual nature. So the thinning of the veil is going on, and the thinning of the veil is a real thing. I mean, the veil that separates us from 5D, you know, cosmic 5D consciousness, and the 4D spirituality within, is the veil that bottles up our 3D, you know, religion as BS, belief systems. Now, there's a graphic regarding that what I just mentioned with the concept consciousness, spirituality, and religion, and how spirituality is a subset of consciousness and religion is a subset of spirituality, and a nice graphic that represents that. So those who are listening along and following the narrative on May Day 2024, this May Day piece, you're getting a multimedia presentation, like I say. And some others, you know, if you're just listening, you can use your imagination. You can basically, the graphics that I will be referring to them. And it's good to without, I'm not, of course, clicking on the links. I'm referring to some of the links. And the same thing with the videos. I'm not playing the videos. I'm referring to the videos. You can watch them on your own if you're interested. You can always, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can always pause the podcast and click on a link and read an article, or click on the videos and watch the videos that are embedded in the compendiums and the newsletters. So you got a multimedia show that's customized. You can personalize it, customize it, you know, in your own, you know, what flips your switch. Some regular readers, they will recognize some of the links that I'm referring to. You can pause your cursor over the link and you can see where it's going. And if you've read that link before in previous articles, you don't have to go deep, you know, into that chapter, so to speak. So understanding this spherical consciousness is understanding the Aquarian frequency shift and how it's thinning the veil to more of a unified field theory. You know, how God is within us. Heaven is a frequency. And you can get into the Hawkins scale of 0 to 1,000, you know, it's like a color spectrum. And the higher frequencies at the top, and, you know, it's like even above love and joy, there is a bliss. There is a knowing, you know, blue lightning, white fire, you know, purity, like full spectrum enlightenment. You know, there's a scale. There's a hierarchy. And the whole universe is organized in hierarchy. I mean, you know, even education system. You got kindergarten, you got grade school, you got high school, you got college. Now, things are organized in a hierarchical way all through nature. You know, there is levels of consciousness from the animal kingdom to the human kingdom to the ascended master angelic kingdom, the Elohimic kingdoms. you know, the Manus, there's spiritual hierarchies, worlds without end, so to speak. So understanding basically where we're at, the 3D matrix, you might say, and what's going on with our belief systems, you know, 3D matrix, it's been, as the Aquarian energies of, you know, the 5D energies of Aquarius accelerate and integrates in time, you know, moment to moment, you know, 4D, the 3D matrix disintegrates as the 5D spherical consciousness energies integrate just in time. 3D, 5D, 4D, there's a dynamic going on here. Like there is a hierarchy of dimensions, you might say, just like there's a hierarchy of cosmic beings. And it's just the order of the universe. It's hierarchical, you know. There is basically there are kingdoms. There's the elemental kingdom, the human kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the Elohimic kingdoms. So spherical consciousness is the nonlinear, you might say, spirit of the law, also known as the law of the one or the spirit of at-one-ment as atonement for sin, atonement for stuck in negativity. The atonement is the at-one-ment. How we be, you know, basically unity and diversity, how we become one with the first principle of cosmic universal law language, you might say the prime directive, you know, do no harm, and to basically wise up and rise up, ascend. So if things seem to be getting rather crazy these days, it's because the veil is thinning, you know, the 3D matrix is disintegrating, and the 5D, a 5D awakening is integrating. Aquarian frequencies are winning. Veil is thinning, Aquarian frequencies are winning, but we're not there yet, folks. This newsletter is a heads up, an urgent alert. And but first, before I get into, you know, what's with the straight skinny and the deep doo-doo, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the astrology psychology at this time, while I'm giving the show live right now, today the sun is in Taurus, which is a very stable earth sign. And as I speak, the moon is in Aries and closely aligned with Mars, giving the moon some fiery intensity, which I'll attempt to channel today. The moon is also conjunct Neptune in the last degree of Pisces, which provides some very high mystical energy, since Neptune is the higher octave of Venus, and Pisces is the most metaphysical of all the signs in the 12 quadrants of the zodiac. So Pluto also is in an exact sextile with the moon, and the moon, Sun, Mars, and Neptune, exact sextile with the moon, which is, you know, it's a powerful transformative influence that is magnified by the conjunction of Mars and Neptune, as I mentioned. I mean, I could go on about some kind of amazing astrology psychology today, but it's probably already more astrology than some listeners are comfortable with. So before I wear out my welcome, let's give a bow to heaven, heaven's cosmic splendor as I begin going into more of the other articles, and specifically this May Day, uniting sovereigns of Earth. I'm going to continue on. I just took a break from that. So here we go. In brief, this is an important reality report, you know, uncommon truth, explaining the geopolitical transformation that some call a multidimensional World War III, you know, as in spiritually, mentally, and physically, you know, 5D, 4D mentally, and 3D physically. I mean, others call this geopolitical transformation the Aquarian quantum shift from the inordinate love of power to the ordained power in love. Now, I have a whole website on the Aquarian quantum shift, the Aquarian frequency shift, and that's linked, the top link. You can go to that chapter if you're interested. So I wanted to say, be aware of this long prophesied power shift. Now, I've been writing about this power shift, this coming power shift, for 20 years, 25 years. And there's a link there, and it gives a graphic on the different dimension, the archetypal, four archetypal dimensions of this power shift. I mean, there's the power shift, you know, you can say the Alpha and the Omega. You can talk about the Trinity, power, wisdom, and love. You can talk about different dimensions of the power shift, but this is a graphic rendition you can go to. And it's another chapter that you might find interesting. So this includes, you know, a systemic global reboot, this power shift, a reboot of our core social, political, and economic infrastructure. And what I'm talking about here today is some pretty serious stuff. You know, I'm talking about, I mean, some really, really, you know, mayday, mayday, mayday type stuff. So, I've been warning about this for the last, several years. That we're talking about a blackout of all media with 3 days of global broadcast over the EBS emergency broadcast system. I've even referring to this, you know, several newsletters ago. I went into, you know, some different dimensions of this, and that this is will likely happen before the election, or perhaps any day now. And if you watch these videos, I think you'll agree there's a lot of controversial truth here, plus some outrageous humor to take the edge off. I mean, much of this may sound crazy to some, but initiates on this list, you know, longtime readers, will appreciate the high state insight into deep state psychopathy. You know, this whole deep state thing, what's going on there, you know, you can get some high state insight into that. Plus, there are some other news I'll be going into with some nonlinear views. So, celebrate May Day for liberation of the United Sovereigns of Earth, and be prepared for come what may. So, May Day, May Day, May Day, news with nonlinear views, suppressed by lockstep Zionist-controlled media. Now, I go into some graphics, some images that are really disturbing. One is this bombed-out area of Israel that the Israelis said were safe, and it was people that were being bombed out. Other parts of Gaza went to this area they said were safe, and then they bombed it. And there's pictures or graphics of that. I mean, it's like those safe and effective vaccines that we were told about that have killed millions. So right now, the biggest issue separating us, all people, is people, those people who are supporting murderous policies versus people who see through the lies. This is the big, there's the gulf between, this is the biggest issue separating us. So there's an infographic here. It's kind of funny, kind of serious. Shows a picture of what must be 1,000 people in the crowd, you know, saluting the Heil Hitler, you know, back from Hitler's Germany, probably back at the 1932 or 30 Olympics, whenever that was. And the byline there is two people that have their masks on, you know, their virus masks on, and they're saying, well, how could they all just comply, you know, saluting Hitler? How could they all just comply? And they're saying, you know, we would never do that. They must have been brainwashed, you know, while they're wearing a mask, you know, which is completely ineffective and does more harm than good that they found out. So let's get real, folks. It was never about a virus or masking or lockdowns or social distancing. It's been all about obedience to deep state corporatocracy. Now, I'm going to go into this a little bit. And one reference to this is a graphic of a nurse giving an injection into a lady's arm, and she's saying, does it provide immunity? And the lady that's giving the shot, the nurse that's giving the shot, is saying, only immunity for the manufacturer. This is the whole point. The corporatocracy, the corporations, the manufacturers, they're immune from lawsuits for harm that's done from the vaccines. They passed legislation, Big Pharma, the government did, to protect Big Pharma. So it does, but the point is, never ended up giving immunity. Never gave immunity. They found out that, you know, it never gave immunity to a virus. The shots didn't, but it did give immunity. The politicians on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies, as they gave immunity, the big pharma and the manufacturers, from all the millions of people now that have died from the vaccines. I mean, you can't make this up, and you're not going to hear about this in the lamestream media. So point is, and you know, the larger picture is that as the ordained power, the power of love, the ordained power of love integrates, you know, integrates consciousness of us as united sovereigns. You know, as we become one, and you know, with you know, basically real intelligence of what's been going on, then the inordinate love of power disintegrates. And I love the quote by Thomas Jefferson in this regard. He says this: the issue today is the same it has been throughout all of history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So it was a small elite who foisted the descent into madness over vaccines, as explained in the four-minute video that I provide here, April 27th. This was just, about a week ago, and an incredible four-minute video. It's on Twitter, so I provided the link to it. And the author and medical historian, Forrest Maridi, he explains in a recent interview the history of vaccines and its connection to the polio epidemic. He and Brett Weinstein discuss how vaccines have a long history causing more harm than good. And this guy Forrest, he began by being sure that vaccines were the best thing since before, better than antibiotics or surgery. It was one of the best things in the world. And now he's saying that they should be stopped, and he explains why. And it's brilliant. 4 minutes, highly recommend it for new people that really are just learning about vaccines and what the real story is. That's a good one to watch. So a little humor break here. This is Waken with JP. There's a video, 12 stories to melt your brain. Great satire. I love Waken with JP. You got to have a hoot every once in a while, or the serious stuff would just freaking drive you nuts. So there's an infographic here with the Goddess of Liberty holding her torch up, and she's saying, "No free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace." So the problem is our nation isn't free to choose. We've got this corporate government collusion, call it fascism, corporatism, whatever you want to call it, that profits through war and dis-ease from mass pharmacide, junk food, and media disinformation, providing solutions to problems they create. Now, this is preface to an infographic that's got these different images. One of them goes, 27 companies control the military complex, military industrial complex. 30 companies control the entire medical industry, the medical industrial complex. 10 companies control the food supply. 6 companies control the flow of information, you know, lamestream media. And all of them are owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. You know, these hedge funds, these giant investment banksters. And so this graphic kind of sums it all up. It's all about money, power, ownership, and control that's profiting from war and dis-ease, from mass drugging, junk food, and media disinformation. And they're all making a killing providing solutions, quote unquote, to problems that they create. I could go on to that the rest of the show, but it's freaking depressing. So as the super rich get richer, they concentrate power to own and control our lives, and their love of power and personal prosperity eclipses the power of love as the middle class joins the poor class, suffering austerity and struggling to survive. So it's important to understand that the deep state is the fourth branch of government that represents the corporatocracy, not us. So this is followed by a video, and I say, you know, with a note that this is the best 10-minute overview explaining the deep state that I've seen. It's from the Jimmy Dore show, and it's a brilliant video that I think is phenomenal. And it's the old divide to conquer dialectic, polarizing Americans. So we fear each other rather than the deep state, corporatocracy, bureaucracy, collusion with puppet masters who are pulling the strings to create a digital gulag for total population control. So there's an infographic here where there's a guy kind of puffing his cheeks out going, phew. And what he's in the caption is that when you're trying to inform people about the digital social credit system, but they can't even grasp the fact that the record profits of the power elite are linked with record poverty for the masses and subservience to tyranny. That's a pretty powerful infographic. Now we'll get into the controversial part, as if all of this hasn't been controversial enough already. And these are two videos that are really kind of, you know, I put them in this love sandwich with there's light and love on the front end of this newsletter, this May Day newsletter, and there's light and love on the back end of it there at the bottom. In the middle, there's some strong meat, and these are two videos here. One of them by Gene Decode, who I have followed over the years. He's highly credible. He's, you know, doing this show for 16 years, I've learned which news feeds have credibility and trust and are more accurate than others. And Gene Decode is right up there. So this is a video explaining how Trump remains the commander in chief and how it was planned all along. Now, this is not the most professionally produced video. The first 5 minutes, I would skip right over it. It's kind of some, you know, basically a B-movie conspiracy news, about 5 minutes of it. So I'd skip over that. But it goes into some real serious meat, and this whole video, this video is backstory for the following one. It's a synopsis of history behind the following video, which is explains the imminent reboot of the world order. Now, this is called, this video is really quite amazing. I could have given more descriptive detail on it. The guy, this Pascal Najadi, he warns of the EBS alert and temporary lockdown in late spring, referring to Operation Storm Commences. And excuse me, it's the caption here is Guardians, the Space Force, United States Space Force. The caption of this video, a name chosen by space professionals for space professionals. This guy, highly credible. I've vetted this video. It checks out with dozens of videos I've seen like this in the past. That I usually don't publish them because it's too much for most people, and this will be too much for some readers. I'll always have, you know, I have people joining the list, and I have people leaving the list on a regular basis. They come and they go, but quite often they'll see something like this, and they don't, you know, even though we now know the Space Force is what, the fifth branch of the military, that Trump brought in the Space Force. Well, the whole story of Space Force and the technology that they have that's way beyond what we have. And there's another video that came out recently. That just came out today. I think I'm going to add to this. But anyway, I'm getting off subject a little bit. But this Operation Storm Commences. This is kind of the White Hat story of what's going on behind the scenes with the Space Force and advanced technology. that they're about to bring in, but they've got to basically reboot the entire global infrastructure. And of course, my message is that the archetypes, the archetypal architecture of the infrastructure for global governance, global health, free self-care, and wholly new systems of social, political, and economic systems. We're right on the cusp of that. This is about to happen, and there's going to be a process whereby they do a temporary, when I say a lockdown, maybe 10 days, 3 days with an emergency broadcast system. And as Trump said on Telegram, April 27th, he says it's only wise to have at least a 3-week supply of food, water, cash, fuel, medicine, and other essential items on hand for yourself and others. Now, I used to sell food reserves. I'm not selling food reserves now. You can get plenty of good food reserves at Natural News, Mike Adams. They have good quality food reserves. So I'm out of that business. I'm not, I don't want to be making money. I think you make money when you're selling on fear. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying what Trump says, and you can get your 3 weeks food supply or whatever if you want. But I'm just saying the signs of the times, they're speaking at us, folks. We're right on the cusp of some big drama. That's what I'm saying. I hope I'm fiery enough in that conveyance of that. I'm not going to have a chance to get through all of these other posts. There's some intense stuff I've been putting out. This last 2 weeks have been some of the most intense information that is just spilling out over the internet. Lamestream media does not cover it. Mainstream media, they're not touching a lot of this stuff that's just spilling out. Truth-telling like I've rarely seen, I've never seen, like the last 2 weeks. And I've put as much of them into these compendiums as I possibly can, and I'll publish them. People will send me stuff. I'll add the videos. I'll add graphics to a piece that I've published for 2-3 days after I publish, and then I'll put them to bed, go in the archives, and even a week later, 2 weeks later, I see errors or something to add that'll really add to these. Flesh out, you might say, the bare bones architecture, infrastructure of these information pieces, these newsletters. And this piece is no exception. I get into, in this May Day piece, I get into college demonstrations nationwide. Is this the American Spring, like the Arab Spring? I mean, we're seeing suppression of free speech. Is it undermining the U.S. Constitution? This is an article by Dennis Kucinich, who's a brilliant truth teller, freedom advocate, Dennis Kucinich. And he says that an open assault on the First Amendment is occurring across America as college students who are peacefully exercising their constitutional right to freedom of speech, challenging corrupt government policies and the Gaza insanity genocide. They're being arrested in droves. So the Zionist agenda is basically arrested development of sanity. It's desensitizing conscience with unconscionable genocide. And so there's a Paul Joseph Watson. He's got about an 8-minute video here that he's just saying this is honestly, he says it's honestly insane. And he explains what's going on in just about 5, 6, 7 minutes, something like that. Some really good information. There's an intrusive commercial in the middle of it, but it's some really good information on what's going on with the Zionist agenda. And this is followed by an infographic with Soros basically saying you can't criticize him. He's Jewish and he's sponsoring dark money to everything from defund the police to the ADL and all kinds of anti-Semitic groups and the Democratic Party in general, left-wing radical prosecutors, lawfare, open borders. How Soros is behind it. If you follow alternative media, you know that. Most people don't know that. So, again, this is a graphic that segues very well from the last video by Paul Joseph Watson I just referred to on the Zionist agenda. Now, there's another video that follows, about a 5-minute video. It's like an extraordinary video by Reese, the Reese Report. on how the Zionist death grip on the United States government, and a summary, basically, of the Zionist agenda like you've never seen before. From JFK to 9/11, how the Zionist agenda always comes first. Now, this is followed, and I was surprised to see this, from Democracy Now!, Naomi Klein, at a Passover protest in New York City, criticizing the false idol of Zionism. This was from Democracy Now! So you got even, you know, the left and the right, you know, Naomi Klein saying the Jews must raise voices for Palestine and oppose, you know, basically the false idol of Zionism. Incredible article. I was amazed. Naomi Klein. This was from April 24th, Democracy Now! Hundreds of protesters were arrested in Brooklyn Tuesday when Jewish New Yorkers and allies gathered in the streets to stop arming Israel on the second night of Passover. The demonstration, held one block away from the home of Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, you know, arch-Zionist, it came just hours before the Senate overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package that includes $17 billion in arms and security funding to Israel. Too many of our people are worshiping a false idol, said award-winning author and activist Naomi Klein, one of several speakers at the rally. They are enraptured by it. They are drunk on it. They are profaned by it. And that false idol is called Zionism. Now, thankfully, a large number of Jews are making it clear that political Zionism is not synonymous with Judaism, and that nothing increases anti-Semitism more worldwide than the crimes against humanity we see perpetrated in Gaza. And here's a mock-up of Time magazine, headline Killer of the Year. It's got Netanyahu in the middle with skulls all around him, with the caption being responsible for war crimes, crimes of apartheid, and crimes of genocide. So, folks, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's a global, united, evolution, revolution, revelations issue. You know, one earth, one country, liberty for all, us as united sovereigns of earth. I love the quote by Benjamin Franklin, that where liberty dwells, there is my country. So keep in mind where the evolution revolution is going, folks, with restoration of five core constitutional freedoms. That five core constitutional freedoms is a chapter that is hyperlinked that you can go to in depth if you're interested. I give some philosophically, you know, in part of the love sandwich, a lot of light and love following up. And I would love to be able to get into these other articles from Earth Day. Earth Day and Wesak Full Moon celebrates our oneness. Some great universal law language coordinates in that piece. I'll have that linked in the show notes. Or, like I say, you can go and read that now in the heartcom.org archives for 2024. And I've got another article that you can also read called Will the Whole Truth Obliterate the Big Lie? Now, this is the truth bomb. The most powerful weapon is not a bomb, it's the truth. I refer to it as the truth bomb, but it's not a bomb. It's just the truth. And this has got some extraordinary educational, philosophical, spiritual articles, videos that you can watch. Highly recommend it. Back about on April 21st, about 2 weeks ago, there was another expose article called David Wilcock and Ben Fulford on the Global Reboot. Now, those who follow alternative news, David Wilcock, you'll be familiar with. Some of you will be familiar with Ben Fulford, Benjamin Fulford, his newsletter. And there's excerpts from their newsletter back from April 1st, April 2nd, right after the eclipse. Some amazing information, expose on the very serious reboot, the big shift transformation that's going on worldwide behind the scenes. It's about to bust out, folks. I'm telling you, hold on to your hats. You know, we're looking at some serious, intense shifting going on, but geopolitical stuff coming on that's going to be shocking to people if you're not ready. So be cool. Keep your head while others are losing theirs. I want to thank everyone, you know, for listening today. Hopefully you heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. I mean, we're at a big transformation year. This is huge. With the high pressure cooker issues involved with the election here this fall, we're going to be seeing a lot of red pills. This is like a shower of red pills right now. Expose things. Some people really are interested in this, and when you're like, you want to ride the wave, you know, hang 10 and keep their balance while they're shifting through the possibility of evolution, revolution, revelations that will hopefully be far better than we could have imagined. So in the meantime, you know, keep the faith, see the good, you know, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. So all things considered, happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.